The National Weather Service canceled its tsunami warning for Alaska around 4:15 this morning. But as Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk reports, the warning had already prompted residents up and down the coast to head for higher ground.
Alaskans across the state woke up to the shaking and an emergency alert buzzing their cell phones, warning them to move away from the coast. In coastal communities like Sitka, Homer, Kodiak, and Unalaska, the alert was accompanied by tsunami sirens.
Evacuate to high ground immediately.
Many residents in Sitka evacuated to local schools. Mackenzie Bovard says when she saw the alert on her phone, she wondered if it was a false alarm, like the recent missile alert in Hawaii.
I didn't feel very panicked. I just kind of was like laying there with my husband when he was awake, telling me to get up. I was like, really? Do we have to wake up? Can't I just go back to sleep?
But her family did evacuate, along with hundreds of others. By 2 a.m., when the wave was expected to hit Sitka, the high school was crowded with residents. The tsunami warning was downgraded to an advisory around 3:15 a.m. Ken McPherson, a watchstander at the National Tsunami Warning Center in Palmer, says a wave of about 7 inches was recorded in Kodiak.
And so we definitely did have a tsunami wave in the Gulf of Alaska tonight.
Just not, in the end, a very big one. Waves of under a foot were also recorded in Seward, Sitka, and Yakutat. Joshua Hector was down by the water in Kodiak when the city's tsunami siren went off. He ran out and started looking for a ride to get to higher ground.
I was waving down quite a bit of people, and like three cars, and people were just driving by because they're freaking out. I finally got somebody to stop, and a kind lady, she was just leaving the McDonald's. She was a worker there, I believe, and she said, yes, you can come with me.
Hector joined hundreds of people gathered at the Kodiak High School. Many others headed up Pillar Mountain, home to the community's wind turbines. In Unalaska, tsunami sirens started wailing just before 2 a.m. Residents were encouraged to move at least 50 feet above sea level. Around 200 people sheltered at Unalaska City Hall and the health clinic, including Yaka Akopo. He's new to Unalaska, but in 2009, he experienced a major tsunami at home in Samoa.
Back in 2009, September 29, our island was hit with tsunami, like earthquake, and then not even a minute, tsunami just showed up nowhere. We lost loved ones and a lot of people, so yeah, I've been through this.
He was relieved that this time was different. After 2 hours of evacuation, city officials told Unalaskans it was safe to head home. With help from Emily Kwong and Robert Woolsey in Sitka, Mitch Borden in Kodiak, and Zoe Sobel in Unalaska, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.